Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Mei Wang, and I'll be presenting here with Mariola Blancas. We both worked on a year-long project at Loma Linda University, and our presentation today will be on cultivating a healthier community one seed at a time through church-based community gardens. So a little background. Loma Linda is located in Southern California, east of LA, and a little background on the population we worked with. In the U.S., Black Americans have disproportionately more cancer and heart disease. They're twice as likely to have type 2 diabetes and 1.5 times more likely to have high blood pressure compared to white counterparts in similar backgrounds. We worked with two primarily Black Seventh-day Adventists churches located in San Bernardino County. And for those of you who don't know, Seventh-day Adventist is a denomination within Christianity that our school is also affiliated with. We felt that it was actually a very good fit for building healthy communities because part of the philosophy of Seventh-day Adventist does incorporate a health component. So they do integrate that into a lot of their messages that they advocate in the community. Community gardens, just a short definition, is a community garden is a single piece of land gardened collectively by a group of people. And they have found, in our literature review, we found various benefits of gardening that actually worked really well with our population. One is that it stimulates social interaction, encourages self-reliance, obviously beautifies the neighborhood, produces nutritious foods, which we'll actually share with you more about today, and helps increase physical activity. And there's such a thing now called green activity, which is more activities that are built around nature that help people get out of the mentality that they have to go to the gym to get physical exercise. We did do a needs assessment, qualitative, based on grounded theory. We had a windshield survey in both cities. We had Fontana was one of the cities in the county, and San Bernardino was another city in the county. We had 18 key informant interviews and two focus groups. Some of the things that came out as emergent themes were barriers, the top three, lack of access to healthy foods. Many people complained that eating healthy was too expensive. Time constraints was another one. A lot of people were very actively involved in their community in terms of activities through their church and also involved with raising families or going to school. So having time to be healthy was a barrier that people kept mentioning. Underutilization of existing health programs, the churches that we worked with both had health ministries but felt that the participation was lacking. Assets that we identified was interest in community gardens. Many people that were older in the congregations actually reminisced about how they grew up with gardens back home. Positive attitude towards health, partially because of what Seventh-day Adventists advocate, that came out as an emergent theme, and interest in preventive health. Many of the people that we did interview and people in the congregation did have either diabetes in their family or were currently dealing with diabetes and hypertension. So that was identified actually as an asset that they had that interest. Our program goals, the two top overarching ones, were to promote healthy eating and physical activity in Black African American communities and to reduce health disparities for disadvantaged Black African American communities through comprehensive intervention programs. This was really neat. We actually did a lot of collaboration with our community. Loma Linda obviously actually did this through a USDA grant, so we had funding through that, and we also had quite a few sponsors. Fresh and Easy actually provided a lot of the food for our cooking demos that we'll share with you later. Target donated seeds for starting our community gardens, and Juice It Up actually provided wheatgrass shots so we could educate people about some healthy alternatives to buying healthy foods out in the community. So obviously, we had the faith-based community, and we actually really did have a strong buy-in from the leadership in both churches, which made this program possible. We'll talk a little bit more about the various things that we did. We did have a nutrition and cooking demo as part of our program that ran in every session, and we'll actually demo a little bit for you today. Two sessions that we did was Eat More for Less and From Garden to Table. These are some pictures here of one of our sessions on the left-hand side there, and the right-hand side is really neat. It looks like a chocolate parfait, but the chocolate we actually made out of avocados. So that was really surprising for people that they could have dessert and eat healthy too. So we'll do a little intermission as we change speakers.
Wait a minute to explain.
Yes, we actually wanted to provide a little sample for you all today. I think we'll have enough for everyone to try. This was actually one of our first demonstrations we did at the Fontana Church, and it may be something you've seen before, and it may be new. So we are going to demonstrate a zucchini pasta, and it's very simple. Actually, we wanted to pick fruits and vegetables, primarily vegetables, that they would be gardening in their community garden, and teach them in advance how to incorporate those vegetables into their diet. So it got them excited about gardening because they could look forward to getting the harvest. And they were empowered by the knowledge of what to do after they have all this zucchini. What do they do after they have all this tomato? You know, you have it coming out of your ears and you're not sure how to use it, right? So we wanted to pick something very easy for APHA because I didn't want to have to bring a blender or something. But we were joking around that there was a Vitamix booth, so we could have technically asked to demo the product. So. But this is something we actually showed our participants, and some of them actually got really excited. It's called a spiralizer. It makes vegetable pasta. So it's just a very easy gadget people can buy online, and you can do zucchini, you can do carrots, you can do radish. But the idea behind it is it's a way to incorporate vegetables, but also a way to cut down on the carbs. People are real pasta lovers. They can't just, they seem to not be able to get away from those carbs. So this is a spiralizer or a spiral slicer. You can find it online. I'm not advertising for them or anything.
If you know the brand.
But I just pre-sliced the zucchini because we did all these. And what happens, it's a very simple contraption. It just has little teeth, and I can pass this around if you're interested. But we just taught them how to, I mean, it's faster than cooking actual pasta. You just stick it in the machine, and it has a variable speed motor. Right here. So basically, you just have to make sure it's straight on here. And yeah, we would do these demos for them live and have food pre-prepared so it fit in the session. And as they were eating, we would teach them other health messages that Mariella will go into in more detail. So it kept them fed and happy and kept their attention, as it is with you all But I can pass this around. You can see underneath here that it comes out in beautiful spirals, and that's what you'll get to try. So we actually did it with a pesto, but today we'll do it with a tomato base. And we just put up some fresh tomatoes and basil, and we'll pour on the sauce and serve you all. But that's just a little taste of one of the food demos that we did for our program. So Mariella will explain a little bit more.
Just to kind of piggyback on that, that was a marketing strategy that we really utilize, again, like May said, to promote gardening, that it's quick, it can be efficient, it can be simple, like those emergent themes we identified, and get people in the door. That's probably one of the things that new health educators need to work on, and I'm just going to leave it at that. Thanks, May. Okay, so continuing on, not just doing the community gardens, we had to also showcase our health education lessons as well. So we had health sessions. Some of the focus was diabetes education with our Just the Facts. Some of us are aware that diabetes is, you know, top three of chronic diseases that affect us, and also hypertension is one of the two as well. Another of our group did a stress management class, which focused on quick ways of relieving some of the stresses and daily stress of life. Like I said, most of these church members were equally involved in their work, family, and church life. So there is a lot of stress with that. Another focus was physical fitness. just because you're eating right doesn't mean you get to be lazy. So we also took the time to make it easy and talk, and we did a walk, actually. We were able to do a walk during our time there. We just passed out the word, it doesn't take a gym to be healthy at all. And we also did a Jumpstart to Fitness, who also use the mall walking that's becoming popular that doesn't require, again, much of anything except a group of people. And also, I think our focus was you need buddies and groups to make this all happen. Don't be afraid to do it alone. So that was, and this picture is from actually the other church group up in San Bernardino City. This is the part where we're describing more about gardening, actually. If I recall, it's one of my classmates, John Cavasso, and he brought in tomatoes that he grew himself in his backyard. So we were all very visual health sessions at our churches. Alongside, to collect some of the qualitative data, we did a baseline health screening. We were focusing on cholesterol, glucose testing, blood pressure, BMI, body mass index, triglycerides, iron levels, anything you would get at a primary doctor's care visit, something we can use for our outcome evaluations. And as you can see, we had a portable curtain to draw blood and do pressures, and we were able to do a quick survey. And that's actually our instructor, Dr. Patty Herring, helping with that section. So, we had the community garden launch. We had the community come out and help us start and consecrate the grounds. We said a little prayer. Again, we focused entirely a couple of lessons on gardening, plant your health, and growing the new you, Planting and Gardening 101, where we also focused on soils and how to start a gardening. Yeah, the community gardening, but if you wanted to take it home, how to do that into the backyard gardening as well. So our program evaluation. All of them involve the pre-test, post-test. You know, we get to learn those really well at this stage and age. Process as a tool for process evaluation. So again, this is a piloting program. So all this is carrying over, hopefully, to other churches. And then we also used an impact evaluation, and those were just seeing how much of the material were they able to understand and gather, and even see if there was any change. I mean, you'll find, as health educators, you'll find that your target group will change a little bit of what their knowledge is. You may be surprised, or maybe a slightly, surprised positive or negatively by looking at impacts on that. Also, outcome evaluation is... in the process, we will probably look in doing another screening probably within 6 months to a year from the time we started. We started about a little later than planned. I think it was late spring, summer. So hopefully we'll have some sort of data in June, early as June. And then we have our formative evaluation. Again, this is a piloting program that has taken off to 7 other churches that are replicating this same program, the health education session component, as well as the community gardening component, all throughout San Bernardino County. So those are some more pictures. You can see where we started from the soil. And that's all the time we have, mainly. And lessons learned quickly. Consistency with marketing implementation is probably the thing that can be your strongest point if done correctly. Stakeholders have to have a buy-in. We were lucky enough that most of our leadership in the church were right in with us, supporting us all the way. Gather your resources. Again, the churches and other health county resources that you're able to get. And then create incentives for your programs. Like today, the food demo is our key to success. Thank you for your time, you guys. And we want to give a special thanks to all the people who are collaborating with us in this project, and especially the U.S. Department of Agriculture for their funding. All right, thank you. Enjoy the little snack.